The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Okay, we were talking earlier in the programme about how pubs are open again in the UK. We've been hearing about how they will be open in the north from the 24th of May. You'll even be able to have a drink or a cup of coffee indoors in a pub or cafe, and the hotels will be open as well. And yesterday, Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar sort of teased us a little bit, saying that by the end of the month, there would be a plan to outline the easing of restriction for sectors into July, including for the hospitality sector. OK, let's start with Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, president of the Irish Hotels Federation. By what stage do you think could hotels around the country be open safely, even if it was along the lines of what you did last summer?
Well, I suppose there's been a few dates kind of floating around, or tentative dates, Matt. You know, in terms of Midsummer's Day has been mentioned at a point. We're talking about maybe the end of May, planning for June and July. And there is a general expectation that outdoors will precede, I suppose, hotels opening indoors. So at some stage in June, but we are hopeful that in the context of, you know, the next announcements in 2 weeks' time, that we'll have a clearer sense of where we're going, so that we can, you know, plan for our teams. And equally that the people across the country who really need that well-deserved break, they have an opportunity, you know, to have something to look forward to as well.
But last year, you know, the hotels did not offer a problem during the summer months when they opened up. And there are many counties in this country at the moment who have exceptionally low levels of COVID outbreaks, some none at all, really. So could there be an argument for getting certain counties opened up earlier than others? Or would that be negated perhaps if people were not allowed to travel there from the bigger cities?
I think that's something that's been an ongoing debate, and there's definitely many merits for looking at it, because there are some counties, I suppose, that have been consistently, you know, at the lower levels of incidences, and that. So I think, you know, if it was a thing that perhaps it might, you know, expedite reopening. But I suppose, look, at the end of the day, public health is number one. And, you know, we all want to reopen safely and sustainably. But it may well be something that could be used as a lever. But one thing that I will say, Matt, is in the context of hotels and guest houses, opening with inter-county travel is a must. We've seen before where it's been restricted to county only, and whilst local people have been amazing to don the green jersey, it's just not enough in terms of being sustainable.
OK, stay on the line, Elena, please. I want to bring in Patrick Cribbin, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Because, Patrick, it's just struck me, we've been getting texts from some parts of the country, like Kerry, for example, where they've been saying the pubs should be open soon and they should allow indoor drinking because these are counties in which there's no COVID.
Yeah, I think, Matt, one of the important things in relation to reopening is sustainability. And we want to make sure that when we open, that we are open full stop. If, you know, I think sometimes you've got to look back to look forward. And one of the things we saw in 2020, if you want to look at it as a league, as it were, there were counties that were performing very well and were at the top of the league. And for various reasons, within a very short period of time, they actually plummeted to the bottom of the league. And we wouldn't want to get into a situation where, because of that, you know, that we were open, closed kind of situation, which is not good. And, you know, there's also, we have a major problem on the horizon at the minute, because, as you said earlier, the north of Ireland on this day, 2 weeks, will be opening outdoors. And 2 or 3 weeks after that, will be opening indoors. So along the border counties, we're going to have significant problems of people crossing those borders to bring events across the border. If hotels are open to weddings, certainly the pub goers will go across the border once the pubs are open there. And I don't think that it's necessarily a good thing, because we have villages. I mean, I live close to the border between two counties. There are two villages about a mile and a half apart. One is in one county, one is in the other county. And even within the counties that are doing very well, they're doing very well on an overall basis. But if you look at a heat map by local electoral area, some of the local electoral areas are not as good as others. So I think the key here is that all hospitality outlets are allowed to open at the same time. All the pubs, whether they're food or non-food pubs, all the restaurants, all the hotels, that they're allowed open at the same time under the same conditions. And as Elena said, we will probably start with a level of outdoor. But what we've seen in the north is that there's a three-week gap between outdoor and indoor. It shouldn't be any more here. And really, you said at the beginning that the Taoiseach was doing a level of teasing. The day for teasing is over.
It was the Taoiseach just doing the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach was a little bit more circumspect to what he was promising.
The day for teasing is over. You know, we have set out a template that the government need to fill in the dots on so that we can plan, not just for ourselves, but for our 50,000 employees, for the 180,000 employees that are across the whole hospitality sector. We need to give hope. We need to give certainty. If they can do it in the north, if they can do it in England, they can do it here. It's about political will, and the government must step up to the plate on April 27th when the Taoiseach gives the plans for the next period.
So you just said as well there that you want all pubs to reopen simultaneously, be the wet pubs or the pubs where you can get food. But what about things like the €9 meal and the 105 minutes? Would you expect those to be engaged this year?
When all pubs open together, the €9 meal disappears. So that's not an issue. It's the same conditions. You know, we expect that there will be some restrictions in the early days, but what we have said in our template to government is tell us the conditions for outdoor, tell us the conditions for indoor with restrictions, tell us the conditions for indoor without restrictions, and very probably the last section to open will be late bars and nightclubs. So what we really need to know, we've been told all along, this is all about vaccines, variants, numbers and hospitalisation. They know where they're going. So what we're looking for those with indicative dates. And we're talking about indicative dates. We know things that can happen to push the plan either forward or backwards. We're mature enough that we can take that on board. But what we really want now is the government to fill in the blanks, give us the conditions, give us indicative dates, because this is not like turning on a light switch. No more than Elena will need 4 to 6 weeks to get hotels ready. There's a time needed to get pubs ready as well. And that needs to be very clear come the 27th of April when the Taoiseach addresses the nation next.
Okay, Elena Fitzgerald Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, how worried are you about the hotels opening north of the border? Do you see things like weddings being moved up there, people going for weekend breaks, or do you think that they just won't do it because they still are supposed to abide by the non-essential travel rules in this country?
It's a huge concern to our members in the border areas. And look, we've seen this already in terms of, weddings moving across. And it's even other things. It was when VAT changed first in the north to 5%, and we were at the, 13.5%. That was one factor. But it was around, I suppose, numbers as well that were allowed to attend things and probably less restricted. So that is a huge concern. And particularly now when you throw an earlier reopening date into the mix, that's something I think that our own government have to be very mindful. But look, we're in a different space to before. There's a lot of positivity in terms of, vaccinations. I suppose what's really important now, and Padraig alluded to it there, it's that sense of, the plan, that it's linked to progress markers and that as well. I think that's really, really important that we understand, the various, I suppose, layers, in terms of, please God, we'll be reducing them as we go along. And, particularly for people like, that have put weddings and that off or, in the context of international travel. I think it's important that we have a plan for that as we achieve various progress markers.
Elena, I imagine you're not expecting any foreign visitors this year, are you?
It's very hard to know. I mean, I suppose government supporting the Digital Green Cert, which is a European initiative, is a really, really important part of that. The focus is very much on domestic right now, but with hopes that the Digital Green Certificate and, other important things like provisions potentially for vaccinated guests or, guests coming from overseas or people coming from areas of lower incidence. It's important that we have a plan for that. Ultimately, we're an island. 7 of our 9 billion in tourism revenues comes from overseas. There's a huge amount of job support by that. And fundamentally, I think it's important that whilst we're in the very, very early stages of the enhanced restrictions we have right now, an exit strategy around it is really important. But the good news is, look, there's great pent up demand overseas. I just came off of 3 days of MEHL, which is an international travel forum where agents, who sell Ireland all over the world, were at it. And whilst, there's some element of despondency in some markets like in the States, you know, they're ready to go. I suppose they feel that they have their vaccinations, two vaccinations, PCR tests. And it's important that we plan for that, because otherwise they'll go to other places. You know, the bond with Ireland is lost. And in many respects, you're starting all over again. But look, we're in the early stages of a new process. But it's just that there's the engagement that we're building together, you know, to get the best, I suppose, the most sustainable version, as Padraig said, and the most safe. That's really, really important.
Thank you very much, Elena Fitzgerald-Kane of the Irish Hotels Federation and Padraig Cribben of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.